explore how history, shadows, and unexplained noises have invaded our nightmares and inspired our storytelling. Welcome to Ghost Written.
Hey, Hannah. Welcome back.
Thanks, buddy. I missed you.
I missed you. So glad you're here. What is this?
It's a magnifying glass that Phoebe got me.
Oh, nice.
Embroidery.
Stop eating pistachios right in the middle of the... podcast.
Brandon's shoving pistachios in his face and I'm playing with a magnifying glass in front of my camera.
As
far away, Hannah? Close.
As it should be. It's kind of like distorting your eyes and like forehead.
Makes it look even bigger than it is.
That five head.
Oh, I can't.
I'm just kidding.
Welcome to Ghost Written.
Well, oh, wow. Oh. That might be the fastest we've ever gotten to it before.
The fastest.
I don't know. Probably episode one or two, we said it pretty quickly.
You know. And then we kept getting distracted after that. So,
yeah. Welcome, guys. Welcome back. Hope you've had a great week. It's starting to get a little bit of a chill in the air.
Yeah, it is.
You know what that means.
Halloween season has begun.
Listen, we went to the store earlier. Pumpkins were out. Halloween decorations were being put out.
Yeah, they were.
It smelled like cinnamon. Mm-hmm. I was like, bitch, give me the pumpkin spice.
Yep. This part, I kind of like the beginning. I want apple cider. I made a metric shit ton of apple chips in my dehydrator this weekend. Ooh. I just want it.
You know what's really folly to me is pears.
Yeah.
I love agreed. Pears. They're
how do you so know? Good.
I like to enjoy a nice mulled wine.
Ooh, me too.
If you guys have not had...
You don't know yet, but we're planning a get-together with our friends that you're definitely going to be at that involves spooky things and comfy jammies. Then Ashley calls me later. She's like, what the fuck are you doing?
She's like, I must
There's know. There's no date yet. I was just talking to Ashley, and I was like, this sounds like fun.
Yeah, I'm on She's board like, already. Do I don't need to know any more details. I'll be there.
I mean, there will be details that you need to know.
Okay. But
there should definitely be mulled wine at the
same Only time. Tell me what is absolutely necessary to know. I don't want to know anything else.
Okay. I'll try.
We'll see. During your... absence, did you watch anything, read anything, listen to anything spooky?
Not really, actually. What have I been doing? I don't know what I've been doing.
What have I been doing? You just sat in that same spot since the last episode?
Probably. I don't feel like there's been a lot of hobbies going on.
Yeah.
No. I don't know what I've been doing. I started the Black Tapes podcast this morning.
It's a really good podcast.
Yeah.
It's super creepy.
So far.
Yeah.
It's definitely a little dramatized.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, these are actual accounts of me talking. I'm like, oh, really? Because... I've never talked to anybody and it sounded anything like that. Okay. Sure.
Sorry.
But it's good so far. I'm on like episode 3. I just started it.
I don't think I and made
that's it. That's the unsound.
I don't think I made it much further than that. But I really enjoyed what I was listening to at the time. I just wanted to hear something more like documentary style and not like a dramatization.
Yeah, it's definitely a dramatization.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
There's definitely a place for stuff like that. Like, we both love Old Gods of Appalachia.
Oh, yeah.
Black Tapes. There was this one. I can't remember what it was called, but
White Vault.
Huh?
White Vault was amazing.
Oh, yeah. I haven't listened to that one yet.
Season 3 will start in October, and I'm fucking stoked.
There was one I listened to a long time ago, and it was... the idea behind it was there was this social media network that was kind of like Snapchat, but for voice posts. And it was called like audio tree, but something like that, like audio leaf or something. And the idea behind it was that this guy's wife died and he would go and listen to all her old posts to hear her voice and things like that. And then new posts started being made with her voice. Mm-mm. And he was like, oh shit.
Nope. You just nope out of there by then. Fuck this. I buried you. Nope. But the new season of What We Do in the Shadows started the other day. Came out with 2 episodes for the first week.
I really need to watch that show.
Oh my God, you need to watch it so bad.
I've seen a couple, and I think that Guillermo is so cute.
And there's just all the bisexual vampires. And they're all so fucking ridiculous.
Well, doesn't Mark Hamill have a recurring role? Or he at least appears in it.
Yeah, there's a ton of people that show up in the first season, and they're all people that have played vampires in other movies and shows.
Is Jermaine Clement ever in it?
He helped write it, I think, because there's the movie. The movie he's in with Taika Waititi, and I think they wrote and produced the show.
Right, I just didn't know if they ever...
Taika Waititi's in it every now and then.
Mm, okay.
I just love him. He's so cute.
I do too.
Pinches on the cheeks. Just love him.
I started watching a show that I'm not entirely like invested in, but it has piqued my interest a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's called Wayward Pines.
Wayward Pines. I feel like I have that saved.
It's it's not a podcast, it's a TV show.
Oh.
Yeah, but it is very like Lost vibes.
Ooh.
Like the first episode, you're like, what the fuck's going on? And then the second episode, you're like, what the fuck's going on? And then the third episode, you're like, holy shit, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to watch this.
It takes a minute.
I don't have it saved. Oh, it has the mom from Spy Kids in it. Oh, fuck yeah. I'm watching it.
Who was in Haunting of Hill House?
Yeah, I need to watch that.
What?
Not by myself. I haven't watched it yet.
Hannah!
What?
Listen.
I've seen the original.
The spooky season coming up. You have to watch it. Like, you have to. It's so good.
Well, I will. Tyler's going out of town sometime soon, though, and I can't watch it until after that. I can't be by myself after that, Brandon.
We could, don't judge me. We could, like, watch it on voice chat together.
Fun.
I think that'd be awesome.
Oh, I sit and go.
Maybe we could do that for Patreon. Nope. That'd be cool.
Oh, that would be fun. Listen, I wanted to watch Crimson Peak. Fucking love Guillermo del Toro. Fuck yes. And we're sitting there watching. I was like, nope, nope. What's that? what's that? Nope. I was like, Tyler, why are you watching this? He goes, you wanted to watch. This is your choice. I was like, it's just Doug Jones. It's just Doug Jones.
Fun
it's
fact. Okay. Hannah is the biggest scaredy cat who is also a spooky enthusiast. So
I love it so much, but I'm also a giant baby.
It's like a skydiving instructor who's afraid of heights.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, yes. And that's our from photo.
But this? Also, no.
We went to see Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark in theaters with Phoebe when it came out. And I was literally like watching it through my fingers in the theater.
We saw,
and every time something scary would happen, Phoebe beside me would laugh. And I'm like, oh, God.
We saw Shang-Chi this weekend. The new Marvel movie.
Oh.
It was great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Welcome to Ghost Written, the podcast where we talk about all the stupid shit.
Listen, people listen to this show for our opinions. So.
Our shenanigans, maybe.
I'm going to give my opinion on things that I like. Anyway.
Brandon's a little dramatic today.
A little bit. That's just because Bradley was in here and he rubbed off on me.
No. Like, as soon as he walks in the room, you're just like, what? Now I feel like being a sassy bitch to everybody that walks up.
What you got for us this week?
Oh, yeah. That's the thing we're doing today. Well, let's see here. When there is hiking to be done, this is my favorite time of year to do said hiking.
Hell yeah.
Because it's cooler outside. There's still a lot of green, but it's going to start changing soon. It feels great outside. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about Norton Creek Trail in North Carolina.
Ooh, have we done like a haunted trail?
I don't know. Have we?
Oh, I don't think so. Come on.
So, right. Norton Creek Trail is super cool. It is the whole trail. As you walk through it, there are a ton of ruins of old homesteads and also old cemeteries just scattered throughout it. Like, they're super, just like the really old ones where there's obviously just a rock that somebody stuck in there and chiseled a name into it. But they say that there's a lot of weird energy, and there's a campsite, which would be super cool. We need a camper though, because fuck bugs. So this is part of the Appalachians where there were Cherokee living.
Okay.
I guess this is technically the Great Smoky Mountains. So one of the biggest legends that is on that people talk about associated with this hiking trail is Spearfinger. The Cherokee legend of Spearfinger. Have you ever heard of her?
No.
Oh, fuck, Brandon.
I thought you said Spirit Finger for a second.
Spearfinger. So she has been called a witch. She's been called an ogre. Mostly she's just a spooky to keep children in line, I believe. Her thing was that she would kidnap children and she'd take them back to her home and she'd lull them to sleep. And then she'd use her big pointy metal fingers to rip out their livers.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of like Baba Yaga. A little bit.
Yeah. But she could take them painlessly and without them even knowing it. They continue on their way only to perish without understanding why. But she was also a shapeshifter, so she could change her appearance to look like any villager there. So people, like kids, wouldn't be afraid because they see these people, this person every single day. She said that she would entice children to come closer using her weak appearance to draw them in.
That seems like an unfair advantage.
It does. Once in her grasp, she would lull them to sleep with a song and steal their livers. The villagers decided to try and get rid of her for good. They dug a pit and filled it with sharpened spikes before covering it up to conceal it. When she returned to the village, she looked like an elderly woman from a nearby village. The villagers weren't fooled and they began shooting arrows at her, which had bounced off of her stony skin. Also, this bitch is like made of stone and has metal fingers.
What the fuck?
Yes.
Listen, you know what it sounds like to me? And the Vampire Chronicles, the older the vampires get, the more like statue-like they become. Like,
that's terrifying.
In Queen of the Damned, Akasha was the first vampire. And mm-hmm. after like 2,000 years, she just got bored. And her and like... Yeah, and her and her vampire king husband just like sat down one day and didn't sit back up again. And so they turned into statues, but they were still alive. So maybe.
So they got this bitch in the pit though.
Well, fuck me.
She's just an old vampire. Maybe. There's not a lot of talk about shape-shifting vampires anymore these days.
Yeah, not just like Dracula. Yeah.
Yeah. A wolf changing into like a wolf or a bat. And it's not a thing anymore. People also, have gotten away from that.
He could like change into a fucking mist or something weird.
That would be fucking rad.
Talk about a Mary Sue.
Dracula, the original Mary Sue. Lord. He just wanted to find him the Renfield, hang out and eat bugs. But anyway, Jesus, okay. So they dug the pit, Dot lined it with spears, and they actually lured her into it. But she's fucking made of stone, so she just crushed the spears and was like attacking them with her spear finger. Literally, it's just one.
Just one long Coke finger.
Coke finger. She was trapped though, so they continued shooting arrows that kept bouncing off her. Nothing was working when two celestial birds flew down and tried to help. The first was a titmouse who kept singing the word un, which means heart. Taking this cue, the villager started shooting at Spearfinger's heart. Being made of stone, this did nothing. The villagers assumed the bird was lying, so they cut out its tongue and it flew into the heavens, never to return.
What the fuck?
Oh, man. You lying, bitch? What the fuck?
You come down, you try to help these people, you try to save them from a living statue with a Coke meal, and they cut your fucking tongue out.
Cut your fucking tongue out.
Wow.
The second bird was a chickadee. This bird came down and landed on the creature's hand. When the villagers took the cue this time and shot at her hand, they got results. For her heart was not in her chest, but located in the palm of her hand.
Okay.
So I think it was more of a story to keep children from wandering away from their family and wandering away from the village. But on this trail also, it said that there is a man that was killed in the woods while searching for his missing daughter. Possibly a daughter missing because of Spearfinger.
Mm-hmm.
But people have, lost hikers have reported seeing a mysterious light that guides them back onto the trail. And gets them out.
I would be looking out for that fucking pit.
I think the pit's gone.
I mean, it's just that there's a pit and a shriveled up bird tongue just laying right next to it.
Just still, nothing's touched it in all these years.
Yeah.
Shriveled up bird tongue. Fuck. Oh, God. Seriously, though, like, you think about Spearfinger and you want to go hike down this trail that's just lined with ruins of old settlements and...
I mean, it does sound really fucking
old
cool.
Old graveyards and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm terrified of an old lady that's made of stone. It has a big Coke nail. You probably hear my neighbor's dog crying right now. Yeah. I apologize.
Yeah, I was going to ask if like Tyler was stuck in the bathroom or something.
Hold on, my husband got stuck in the bathroom. You know, you're rolling him out. His trouble with door handles.
Oh, no, Lord, okay. No, so you it's said my neighbor's dog. You said it was North Carolina where this was?
Did I say north or south?
I think he said north.
Now you got me. North Carolina, yep.
Okay. Yeah, I see. When I was living there, I felt like I was missing out on all the like spooky shit, you know, because I didn't really know anybody who was into that kind of stuff. But I knew that there had to be shit like that there. So it's kind of neat now to hear about things like that. Although it would have been a lot cooler if I'd known about it while I was there.
So also in this, on this trail, there is an entire town underneath Fontana Lake.
What? Oh, yeah. Was it like a man-made lake?
I'm trying to find. It didn't say, but it's an entire town underneath this lake on in the lake that's on the trail.
You know, that's how Laurel Lake was made in London.
Yeah.
When they put up the dam, the lake is what was a holler. So there's like a bunch of houses and shit underneath the lake.
So many people go like missing and shit at Laurel Lake. That was so creepy.
That was like the spot too. I've
been swimming there.
Yeah, same. That was the spot when I was in high school. We used to go there all the time.
To Laurel Lake. Mm-hmm. Holly Bay. But every summer, there are at least like 3 people that drown in that lake. Lakes are creepy.
Yeah, for sure. Especially when you know there's stuff under the lake, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's creepy enough knowing that there's houses and stuff down there, right? Because even if there's nothing creepy in them, just like the thought of it is weird, right?
Somebody's like homes underneath you in the water is terrifying.
Any place where people lived, people also died. So, you know, there's like submerged graveyards and stuff down there.
Yep. The little fishies come up to you, nibble on your feet.
I have that phobia. I can't remember which one it is or what it's called, but it's the one where you're like afraid of, like not afraid of the dark, but afraid of like what you can't see.
Yes. Samesies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so anytime.
That includes shit under the water.
Anytime I'm in the lake, I just imagine like giant serpent monsters like swimming around right beneath my feet. Oh, God.
Lake monsters are fascinating. There aren't many in the South, though. Mm-hmm. That might have to be a Patreon episode. Lake monsters. Listen, just in case you guys don't think we have enough Patreon series.
We're into all kinds of shit, y'all. Okay. So get with it. That's all I can say.
That was Norton Creek Trail. Kind of a short and sweet one this week.
Hey. I'm just glad to have you back.
Yay!
It's not the same without you. But if for some reason you did like what you heard today, if for some reason you enjoy listening to us bullshit, then feel free to check us out on social media. Also, we are currently accepting more stories and things like that for our listener stories episode. It's been a while since we did one, so we are collecting the stories for that. So if you would like to contact us, Hannah will tell you where to do that at.
For your personal ghost stories and for your local legends, you can send those to ghostwrittenpodcasts@gmail.com. We also are on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at ghostwrittenpod. You really, really like what you're listening to. You can help and support us monetarily It's pretty cheap. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/ghostwritten. There's two tiers. Brandon like dances to me talking when we do this part. If you're not on Patreon, he dances to it. But this is why I laugh every time I do it. $3 tier, you can see all the video recordings for our episodes. You can see me without wet hair and out new makeup today. And
beautiful.
Brandon being all cute in his ball cap. You can see our cats when they show up occasionally. $5, you get all that and bonus episodes. As Brandon and I just come up with more and more series to put on Patreon.
It's what you want. We know.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. But there we talk about things that aren't necessarily to do with the South, but always spooky.
Always spooky, always mysterious, always interesting.
Always.
And if you would like to support us in another way, maybe you don't got the extra ducats, we understand. Feel free to rate and comment on our show page on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. It helps.
And on Facebook. You can rate us on Facebook, too.
Yeah.
Just don't be like that one bitch.
Yeah. Fucking asshole.
We don't know your name, but we're still pissed at you.
Yeah. And I hope that you found some other podcast that you liked better.
Probably some like basketball podcast or something.
Did we go off on a basketball tangent one day? I feel like we did.
It probably.
Anyway, thanks for listening, everyone.
Spooky sounds.